Is Dr. Schumacher dictating a history and physical on a patient named Brenda Bowen, B-O-W-N, Brenda, B-R-E-N-D-A. Place was Mission Point of Flint. Date was August the 4th, 2022. Paragraph patient profile. Mrs. Bowen is a 66-year-old female who came from Hurley. She was living at home with her husband, and her husband is now at Regency, according to what she tells me, period. New paragraph chief complaint, weakness, bedbound, and she had an infected right foot with osteomyelitis and comes to us after having a right above knee amputation. New paragraph history of present illness. Mrs. Bowen had the ability, weakness, was bedbound, not feeling well, period. She had been walking, though, before, period. She had some intermittent nausea, vomiting, and fevers, period. In the ER, she had a white count of 28.1, temperature of 37.8, and a procalcitonin of 28.2, and a hemoglobin A1C of 8.7, period. She does have diabetes, mellitus, and hypertension, period. A CAT scan of the right lower extremity showed an alteration of the right great toe, with serration, which I did just with a fracture of the first metatarsal consistent with osteomyelitis, period. There's also gas noted to be ascending within the leg with mild fasciitis and necrosis, period. She went to the OR and had excision and debridement of the right foot and a right first toe amputation as well as anesthesia, period. She was put on antibiotics, including clindamycin, and later had the amputation above the knee, period. She comes here for rehab. And is here for rehab. I'm told that she's going to a different nursing facility tomorrow, period. New paragraph. Her high blood pressure is stable at the present time. There's no headache, chest pain, or any cardiac complaints, period. She denies any heart disease, period. She has diabetes mellitus and had a sugar of 191 today, period. Other sugars here were 180 and 166 and 179, period. New line. She comes to us on Lantus 30 units twice a day, plus aspartame units at bedtime, period. She also is on vancomycin, 1,250 milligrams IV. Daily, and she comes with a wound on the right stump site and a wound vac, period. New paragraph. Review of systems, constitutional. She doesn't have fever now, no chills. Eye, she has decreased vision. ENT, no earache, sore throat, or hoarseness. Respiratory, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum. She has a history of asthma, but is not short of breath now. Cardiovascular, no angina or palpitation or dizziness. GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting, or bleeding. GU, no dysuria or hematuria. Musculoskeletal, no acute joint pain now. Heme, no bruising or bleeding. Endocrine, no polyuria or polydipsia. Skin, no rash, itch, but she has a wound on the right stump. Remaining systems negative. New paragraph. Past history is positive for diabetes mellitus type 2 with hyperglycemia, 2 gangrene of the right foot, 3 hypertension, 4 she states she thinks she had a small stroke with intermittent dysphagia, period. New paragraph, family history. Her mother died of a cerebral aneurysm rupture, period. Her father has a pacemaker and heart disease, period. She has aunts and uncles with diabetes mellitus. New paragraph, social history. She denies smoking or ethanol abuse, period. New paragraph, medications. Vancomycin, 1,250 milligrams IV daily. Flomax 0.4 milligrams at bedtime. Sen 8.6, 2 tablets nightly. Fosnac 280-160-250, which includes potassium and sodium phosphates, one pack before meals and bedtime, Miralax 17 grams daily, oxycodone 5 milligrams 34 hours PRN, Minoprolol 50 milligrams twice a day, magnesium oxide 250 milligrams daily, Lactulose 30 milliliters daily, Lantus 30 units twice a day. Lantus is 10 units at bedtime. Aspart is to scale. Gabapentin 100 milligrams every 8 hours. Nexium 20 milligrams daily. Docusate 100 or 200 milligrams daily. Calcium carbonate 1250 milligrams daily. Methenacol 5 milligrams daily. Atorvastatin 40 milligrams nightly. Aspirin 81 milligrams daily. Amlodipine 5 milligrams daily. Acetaminophen 650 milligrams daily. New paragraph allergies, not known. New paragraph examination. She's not acutely distressed. Blood pressure 122 over 58. Temperature 97.9. Pulse 68. With spite rate 18. Glucose 191. O2 saturation 97%. Head and neck. Eyelids and conjunctiva normal. Extraocular movements intact. Oral mucous membranes are normal. Use normal to inspection. Next up, well, no mass or no, they're palpable thyromegaly. Abdomen soft, non-tenderal, palpable, organomegaly. Cardiovascular normal, sinus 2, no gout, no murmur. Slight edema of the left foot. Fecal pulse is palpable. CNS, cranial is mostly normal, sensation intact. Musculoskeletal, she has a right above knee amputation period. There's a wound with the wound back in place period. Shoulder range of motion is pretty good. I'll just say it's normal. There's no acute joint inflammation. Skin apart from the wound. And the thumb was intact, warm, and dry without major lesions, period. New paragraph assessment and plan. One, Mrs. Bowen has infected wound, and is getting wound care with wound cleanser and saline with colase, and she's on vancomycin 1,250 milligrams daily, period. Two, for pain, she's on oxycodone 5 milligrams every 4 hours if needed, plus Tylenol 650 milligrams daily. Three, she has diabetes mellitus and observed on Lantus 10 units daily plus the scale period. Sugar's in the mid-100s period. Four, hypertension is controlled with metoprolol 50 milligrams daily plus amlodipine 5 milligrams daily. Six, she has difficulty urination, and I will continue. Flomax 0.4 milligrams nightly period. She does have retention, has a Folion for now as well. Seven, she has a neuropathy, and I'll continue gabapentin, 100 milligrams every 8 hours. Eight, she has had a possible stroke, and I'll continue atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily, and aspirin 81 milligrams daily period. I believe that she's here only briefly, and I'll follow her while she's at mission point, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation. Mm-hmm.